This is a commentary about National Public Radio and the most recent hair-pulling about funding. But mostly, it's a commentary all about me. Now that sounds self-absorbed. I prefer a more literary allusion. I prefer the wise Irish adage, there's no sore arse like your own sore arse. So this is a commentary about my own sore arse and threats to cut federal funding to National Public Radio. Of course I'm against the cuts. My commentaries air on public radio. Without public radio, where would I go with my alleged thoughts and my so-called wit? But there's a preface to this commentary, and here it is. A couple of weeks ago, I gave a talk to an audience of about 200, and I thought it went fine. Afterwards, one woman came up to me and said, "You know what I like about you? You're not profound. I don't have to think about what you say. You're simple, with lots of jokes." When the management here at KWGS learned that I was writing this commentary, I was asked not to use words such as bonehead, knucklehead, nincompoop, or even the phrase we've all heard recently from a city council meeting, half-minded. I won't even use the phrase ignorant and misguided, although it's close to my heart. Once on a book tour, trying to sell my own books, I met a woman who learned that I wrote for public radio, and my books are collections of essays from public radio, and she said to me, "I don't believe in government funding for public broadcasting," and she left the room. Well, I wasn't there to talk to her about government funding. I was there hoping for some personal funding from her to me to buy a book or two. Well, it's already established that I am simple, but I sincerely do not know what people mean when they say public radio is liberal. But then I'm probably the last to hear the wisecrack that a liberal is a person who won't take his own side in a fight. I'm also the last to hear the old joke about English as our official language. It goes like this. If the king's English was good enough for Jesus Christ, it's good enough for the people of Oklahoma. I do know that it's often said that public radio listeners are snooty and elitist. But I listen to public radio. I'm not snooty. I'm simple. I'm one of the 27 million simple folk who every week tunes in to Writer's Almanac, This American Life with Ira Glass, Fresh Air with Terry Gross, Science Friday, Diane Rehm, BBC World News, Europe Today, The Splendid Table, and All Things Considered. I listen to all of those. And if it weren't for car talk, I wouldn't know how to describe to Art the mechanic the noises my car is making. I read in The Economist that NPR gets just 2% of its budget from federal grants, that it gets most of its money from public radio affiliates and listener donations. Listeners like me. Of course I donate to public radio. As The Economist article said, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? We all ought to get involved in this discussion about funding for public radio and television. Contact our congressional representatives, write letters to the editors, put a sign in our yard, do something, take some action, like making a pledge. And speaking of action, that reminds me of another Irish joke. I'm part Irish, which is why I like Irish jokes. A man stepped out of a pub and saw a huge brawl in the middle of the village street. "Begorra," he exclaimed, "is this a private fight, or can anyone get in it?" Now that's the attitude. Let's all get into it.